upon the countenance of the Caloman captain.
What of it?
He's as surprised and frightened as everyone else.
Ah.
He is the one who has called on gods he does not believe in. How will it be with him if they've really come?
So we shall see. Nanians, who stands with me?
Oh, welcome, welcome. We'll help. Oh, show us how to help.
Are the dogs our only loyal comrades? Well done, mice, moles, squirrels.
Hold on. Hold on. We're coming.
Yes, we're with you, sire.
I have dogs and small animals and a bear and a boar. What about the rest of you, Have you all turned cowards since I was your king? Boar, where are all the talking horses?
The ape has made them work. They're all tied down at the bottom of the hill.
Then all you little ones, you nibblers and gnawers and nutcrackers, away with you as fast as you can scamper and see if the horses are on our side. And if they are, get your teeth into the ropes and gnaw till the horses are free and bring them hither.
With our good will, sire. All Aslan-fearing mice and squirrels, follow me!
Sire, the Calormans have assembled and now come.
Men, take them all alive if you can, and hurl them into the stable, or drive them into it. When they are all in, we will put fire to it and make them an offering to the great god, Tash!
Ah, so that is how he hopes to win Tash's pardon for his unbelief.
Out on the left, Jill, and try to shoot all the arrows that you may before they reach us.
Yes.
Boar and bear next to her. Hoggin on my left.
Yes, sir.
Eustace on my right.
Right.
Hold the right wing, Jewel.
Yes.
Stand by him, Puzzle, and use your hoofs. Hover and strike far sight. You dogs, just behind us. Go in among them after the sword play has begun. Aslan to our aid!
Eustace stood with his heart beating terribly, hoping and hoping that he would be brave. He'd never seen anything that made his blood run so cold as that line of Calormans, a talking bull of Narnia, Slinky the fox, and a satyr called Raggle. He heard the twang and zip from Jill's bow. One Calorman fell. Then the satyr was down. And then the enemy came upon them. Eustace could never remember what happened in the next 2 minutes. It was all like a fevered dream until he heard Rishta's voice calling out,
"Retreat! Back hither and refall!"
Then Eustace came to his senses and saw the Calormans scampering back to their friends. But not all of them. Two lay dead, one pierced by Jewel's horn, one by Tyrion's sword. The fox lay dead at his own feet, and he wondered if it was he who had killed it. The bull also was down, shot by an arrow from Jill and gashed in his side by the boar's tusk.
Well done. What losses do we have?
We have lost 3 dogs and a 4th wounded. And the bear, sire.
They fought nobly, but we have little time. The Calormans are regrouping. What are those blasted dwarfs doing?
Don't you laugh. Doesn't your great talker go and fight himself?
Yes. Instead of sending you to be killed, eh?
Dwarfs! Come here and use your swords, not your tongues! There's still time! Dwarfs of Narnia, you can fight well, I know. Come back to your allegiance!
Not likely! You're just as big humbugs as the other lot! We don't want any kings! The dwarfs are for the dwarfs! The dwarfs are for the dwarfs!